to another edition of your favorite Medicare podcast, Medicare Moments, with your favorite host, Tony King. Hi, Tony.
How are you doing?
The title of this edition of Medicare Moments is Ignoring Medicare Rules Costs Americans Millions in Penalties. This inquiry comes to you from the West Texas town of El Paso, and it goes something like this. Tony, I need your help. I have discovered that my mother, who was 67, never enrolled in Medicare Part B or D. She was under the impression that if she did not go to the doctor, she did not need to pay the premium and she could enroll later. She's been diagnosed with colon cancer. I called Social Security to help her enroll in Part B and was informed that she must wait until January 1 to enroll in Medicare Part B. The Social Security agent said that my mother has missed her window of opportunity since she did not enroll when she turned 65 and is going to receive a penalty when she enrolls. Please advise me, what can I do to help her? Thanks, Janine from El Paso, Texas. So what do you have to say to Janine, Tony?
Well, this is a true story, and this is a true email that I did receive from someone who was having an issue. Okay, this happens a lot, and people don't understand that it's extremely serious to enroll in Medicare when you're not working full-time or your spouse is not working full-time with company insurance. That's important. Janine's mother had to wait until January 1st of this year. So you have what's called Medicare's general enrollment period. And there's only a certain time. That's from January 1st through March 31st. That's it. You wait past that time and you've got to wait until the next year to enroll, the next January. You can't enroll in Medicare and you have to pay everything out of your pocket. And that's what's happened to her mother. Now, in 2023, they changed the dates, the times that you can enroll, which was good for people. They changed the general enrollment period times that your Medicare can start. And that was very important because they're making a lot of changes on the Medicare side to benefit us. So Medicare is federal. It is not state specific.
Medicare is federal. It is not state specific. We're talking about Medicare's general enrollment period, which Tony's tip for this particular podcast is for you to remember that changes have been made. And it's now the period from January 1st through March 31st, where you can enroll if you've missed it. And it gives you kind of a catch-up period, which Tony says is really in everyone's favor, correct?
Correct, because it starts the next month, which is very good. And then a general enrollment period's always been going on. But the times when you enroll in January, it starts February. Enroll in February, it starts March 1st. Enroll in March, it starts April 1st. Medicare always starts on the first of the month.
This is Medicare Moments. Your host is Tony King, and we're answering some important questions, and we're finding out lots of information about changes to Medicare as we're in a new calendar year, and we'll be back right after this important message.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Janine's mother made a big mistake, but she didn't enroll in Medicare, but she also did not get a prescription drug plan. Everybody should always get a prescription drug plan when they get on Medicare. Those rules are different. So she has to wait until October 15th to enroll. That's Medicare's annual enrollment period. So she has to wait until October the 15th to enroll, anywhere from October 15th through December 7th. And her Part D can start January 1st. She will receive a penalty, and Medicare gives you a penalty of 1% for each month, not year, but month, that you could have had Part D, but you failed to enroll. And they base it off the day that your Part A started. Okay. So she's in big trouble. Yeah.
The window that she has initially from January 1 to March 31 will help her a little. But she, if she needs her Part D, which is prescription, correct, Tony? Prescription drugs, and probably with her treatment, she'll need prescription drugs. She has to wait all the way until October 15th, which exposes her to paying for the prescriptions out of pocket until that time.
Right. And she can go back to her cancer facility. Sometimes they have ways to work around it. But we have things called GoodRx and single care. If you don't have a prescription drug plan, or if you're trying to control costs and you do have a prescription drug plan, you can use GoodRx. And she can go to GoodRx and have things paid for. I mean, there's, you know, just have to see what all she's taking.
And it's true. And Tony, you did a podcast that where you focused on GoodRx, and our listeners are welcome to go and download that podcast if they haven't heard it and find out all the good things about it.
GoodRx is a blessing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different other different plans that you can go with. They're like single care. Amazon now has a prescription drug plan. I think Mark Cuban is doing something. So there's different ways that you can get some control, some cost. And Medicare has enrollment periods that are inside your Medicare and you handbook, or that are mentioned. We discuss them in my Medicare survival guide. I go completely through it. So there's three enrollment times. You have your initial enrollment. That's the first one. That's the one I was in. And you were in it, Jim. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to let them know we're on Medicare. And the Medicare initial enrollment period, which is also called the IEP, is when you are turning 65 and you're not on company insurance. You have an individual health plan and you want to have some changes. Okay. You need some changes. You need to enroll. Even if you stay with your individual health insurance, you need to sign up for Medicare. And it's a 7-month window that begins 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and 3 months after. So there's a 7-month window. That's very important. You wait past that time, then you're in Janine's mother's situation. And you have what's called the general enrollment period, which is January 1st through March 31st. And I have a lot of people that come in and they have a problem. They need to get on Medicare. They never signed up. So now we're helping them. And then we got the other one that we talk about a lot, which is special enrollment. And it's an 8-month window that when you're coming off your company insurance, you can get signed up for Part B, and you have forms that you have to take to the Social Security office. There's two forms, the CMS 40B and the CMS L-564, which is your request for employment information that your employer fills out. That's important. And you got to fill them out the right way. And always put special enrollment period up at the top. Because if you do it during general enrollment, they don't know any different. And you're going to get a penalty. So you want to say special enrollment period.
Right. And it's important for you to write that, literally write that on it, special enrollment period. It's a great tip from Tony.
You want to know how I found out?
How did you find out, Tony?
How did I find out about this? I went to go see a client and she was getting a 2-year penalty because she got on Medicare at 72. Her Part A started when she got her Social Security check at 70. And I'm trying to figure out, why are you getting a penalty? You've turned the paperwork in. You're coming off your husband's company insurance. So 10 years ago, you called Social Security. They didn't work through the online. So I'm talking to the Social Security person. And the lady goes, is special enrollment period written at the top of the form? In red. They would write it in red to send it to you. And I said, no, ma'am, it sure isn't. And she said, oops, somebody from our office did not do their job when they mailed it to her. They should have wrote SEP or special enrollment period in red. She now had to go back and appeal that Social Security decision. And this is what kills me, because Social Security made the mistake. She only had a 60-day window to do it. Had she waited too long, the 20% would last forever. So that's what you got.
Well, as Tony always says, with Medicare, what you don't know will hurt you.
That's
why Tony is here. We encourage you to visit Tony's website, tonysays.com, T-O-N-I-S-A-Y-S.com. We encourage you to write to Tony, simple email address, info@tonysays.com. And we also have the opportunity in our national Medicare phone line. You can call her any time of the day or night, and someone will get back to you if they don't pick up right away. It's 832-519-8664. That's 832-519-8664 for Tony's office.
And one thing that we were saying in the beginning is that it's millions of dollars is being spent right now because of people's penalties.
Right.
There's now over 7 million Americans that are receiving a penalty. And the average penalty is costing about $5,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's only growing. Yes. So share this podcast with a friend. I'm sure you can help your friends. Everybody needs help when they're signing up for Medicare. And Tony's there to help you. And Tony,
that's right.
Another great podcast. Yep, you're here. And you're only a phone call or an email away. So there you go.
We need to let them know this is not AI. This is the real deal. You're talking to the real people, right?
It's the real Tony King. It is, Tony.
And it's a real gem.
It is. So thanks for joining us today. Tony, back to you as we take it home.
I will see you later, and I look forward to the next podcast that we do. Just stay with us, and we will talk to you next week when we do another podcast.
In 2009, I met a gentleman who was giving wrong information about Medicare, which cost him over $10,000. After helping him, I knew that it was up to me to start advocating for America. Hi, I'm Tony King, host of Medicare Moments podcast. Join me every Wednesday as I share tips, strategies, and little-known facts I've learned over the past 20-plus years. I put Medicare into people terms, and I want to help you personalize your Medicare, because with Medicare, it's what you don't know that will hurt you. Medicare Moments is available now anywhere you listen to podcasts.